Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Perez, Drescher, On the Gate.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to On the Apologies today. It is On the Apologies. It is 85 degrees in New York City. Derek Drescher, Gio Perez. Today I am the great white boy, joined by the great boy, and also the god.
This is great boy
already?
Do you hear this shit?
This is good. This
Y'all
is
need
a
to
nice.
Change that jail-ass
like
music,
this.
Too.
Nah, you know what? This feels like an old New York day. Yeah. Just all the races hanging out on a mailbox.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yo, what up, right?
What
and
up?
Of course, the white boy is the wildest one, right?
Yeah.
Just trying to prove himself all day long.
I'm the crazy one.
You got a towel on like he's at a music
festival. Right.
I would have fought against the Confederacy.
Right. That's what everybody always try to tell you, too. Like, when you seen cats hanging on the corner like that, the white boy, the boy you got to be scared of. You know what I mean?
That's the scariest one.
Especially because he got a dad that got bail money.
Right. Right.
And the right complexion for the right connection.
Right? Yeah.
I would have destroyed the Confederacy from the inside out.
That's what
I would have did.
There you go, my boy.
Yeah.
The Black Klansman. You would have been the Black Klansman.
Have you ever watched that movie?
No. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen it. I only had to watch it once.
Yeah, it wasn't.
You didn't like it?
It wasn't like.
I mean, it was cool.
It was cool, but.
You know what, man? It's like, you ever seen the movie? Because I just watched this on the plane.
Shit,
you ever seen American Fiction?
With.
Jeffrey Wright. It's a new joint. It's a new
joint. Yeah, it came out last year.
No,
Jeffrey Wright, Erica Alexander.
Jeffrey Wright, the comedian?
No, the comic.
That's
the dude that. You ever seen the dude that played Peoples and.
Chef.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, the Spanish
him.
Guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he's not Spanish.
That
nigga something else. I don't know what he is. But this movie is
why
we react
in
that way. It's the same thing. We're just like, yeah, I get it. That story exists, but like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I'm tired of hearing about the black people struggling
with
the minorities.
My mama got cancer.
Wait, that's black people saying that?
Well, that's what this movie was saying, and I mean, I think it touched on something that we all kind of feel like with those movies, like Black Klansmen and shit like that. It was like,
all right, come on,
bruh,
it's a trope.
We did
we
that,
all
know.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
12 like, years of this,
right, right,
roots,
right,
Django.
Like, you heard it here first. Black people are tired of hearing about black people.
Yeah,
like, that's
tired of hearing about that facet of black people.
I don't even know.
I mean, because it was for a while. It was just hood movies.
Exactly.
And then don't be. Boys,
and
boys,
crazy.
Yeah,
if
boys
you look back at
society.
All of the movies, it's all gay dudes playing thugs. It's all gay ballerina people that's just like,
Have range.
Y'all know, look at y'all. Y'all been to jail, you got a scar on your neck. You ain't never seen nobody in the movie. They pretty, they gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They ain't got no this.
Right.
They
no
may
keloids,
have been on the gate.
Nothing. They don't even they don't have no eczema.
Right.
Nothing.
No, they got no battle wounds.
Stop bringing up my shit. That's why I wear coats in the summer. Fuck y'all. I got blotchy skin.
Isn't that another thing?
King Blotch. That's what they used to call me.
Black people walk around with these masks on because they want to do shiesty shit. No.
No.
Niggas got eczema.
Niggas got skin
we
problems.
We out here.
Oh.
We got gluten allergies too.
Talk shit.
And we don't know how to deal with it and it's unsightly.
It's so unsightly.
Philly banned the
shiesty mask.
Yeah,
how do you feel about that?
I was never a shiesty
mask. I know. You don't wear them. I know you
I
ain't
know
into
who
that
I am.
Nah, I'm not into it. I mean, you know what's funny? I'll wear them in the morning to go running.
Oh, shit, for
that's,
real?
That's when it should
that's
be.
That's supposed to be worn,
but if it's 85
like
degrees out right now.
Do we run?
Yeah.
Yes, that makes perfect sense. And a little Nike swoosh on the side of your head, whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, the dudes that's delivering the on the mopeds in 105 degree weather with a Montclair coat on and a mask.
Not
like,
a Claire on.
Bro,
not a Claire. I got me some Claire. I was wearing some Claire last night, Fly Guy.
I'm not going to lie to you. At first, I thought the masks were a good idea. I'm like, wow, look at that. Keeping the neck warm and all of that
right.
You know what I mean? And then it just got out of control.
Got out of control.
So my first time, because to me, like a shiesty mask, that's what you call a baklava, I believe,
baklava.
Which is also a...
Baklava is dessert.
It's dessert.
Baklava is dessert.
Whatever. You know what I mean? So but like the KGB wears them and shit like that. The first time I ever dealt with one during the summer...
Was Call of Duty?
No, it wasn't Call of Duty. I was... in Brooklyn, I was working out on the monkey bars, and I saw about four kids walking over with them. And it was like 2 o'clock, and I was like, "Hey, this is I should leave. I should leave." You know what I mean? I don't care what color the people are. If I see a group of guys walking upon me with masks on in the broad daylight, I'm leaving.
You know what? You know what? I don't fuck with. I like to call them
discernment.
I like to call them insect. You know the little kids with the skinny jeans and their legs.
Yeah. It's the worst.
But they walk like bugs because you know they got that thing on them.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, yeah, man, I can't. And the funny thing is like.
Yeah, they build like Wile E. Coyote.
Right, right. And you can see where they all are. In my opinion, you can see where they all are in their street shit by their shoes.
Okay.
Yeah. Niggas shit busted wide open. He ain't been getting busy in no way yet.
Money.
But the nigga shit who's like kind of a little dusty, choked up, like, oh, he done been into some shit in these sneakers. That's why he ties them up now. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
There was this cat back in the day. His sneakers, the sole came off. He had a pair of Air Force Ones, but he couldn't get a new pair of sneakers, so he used to just drag that foot.
Yeah.
He would just drag that foot, and then he would come off the curb to the back of the sneaker. Will open up and then he would just
the things New Yorkers do to keep up appearances, man.
The duct tape. Remember?
He tried the glue, but when it gets hot out, that shit ain't. Yeah. It's coming apart.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's funny? I remember as a kid, like I've had play shoes that got to that point of falling apart, and we would all play with them. You know what I mean? Like it was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you might have still worn them to school. I don't know. I do think it was weird that like white kids was able to wear raggedy shoes.
And I don't understand.
Our teasing wouldn't even affect them.
God forbid you got like a drop of dirt on your lace. It's fucking over.
Yeah,
it's over.
Yeah, because I was a sneaker kid.
Yeah, bro.
I got all the kicks.
You can't wear Jordans and Air Force Ones and Dunks. And I don't understand how people have gotten away with them being dirty and also wearing Adidas pants with them. I mean, you should be put to death.
You can't do that.
Yo,
right?
You know what's crazy?
That's cross-branding.
I don't say anything because it just makes you look old. Bro.
Yeah, Nike with the Adidas is terrible.
Start calling niggas out about cross-branding, they be like, yo, shut your old ass up, old head. Like, oh, shit.
Cross-branding is awful.
It is awful, but I'm telling you. Them kids, like, you're not going to win calling no young nigga out about that. They going to curse, like, you old as shit for even noticing that,
cross-branded nigga?
Yeah. Like, you work for Nike, motherfucker?
Right.
Why do you care?
Right.
And that's
fine. I ain't going to lie. They got some good little snapbacks.
You want a job? You little cross-branded ass nigga.
Right.
I'm cross-branded right now.
I forget what Jordans they are, what number they are. The one with, like, the little holographic bubble on the side. You know, they come
13s.
In white and blue, white 13s. And red. I will say this. The Adidas pants... The colors are very close to the colors that on those Jordans.
How about that?
But I would never.
Let me tell you something. I'm so old school with it. I don't even cross brand when I work out. If I'm going to put on the Adidas hoodie, it got to be the Adidas pants and the Adidas sneaker. Yeah. It just feels wrong.
It feels
in violation.
For real.
You know what I mean?
You can only cross brand fly shit.
it's got to be designer.
Yeah, it's got to be designer.
Like Gucci shoes.
I got Prada's on with a little, what was this? It's a little Supreme.
Is that okay up there?
Can you pull up Prada's our subscribers? And most of them wear Vans.
I'm tasting. But I can wear Nike and Adidas, not sports brands.
I'm not even
brands.
Trying to come at you. I just don't know that world. Vans. But like, is that, that's not faux pas up there?
Well, only because Wes said he had 7 brands and he said he was tasteless. I'm gonna be tasteless too.
Okay.
No, those are not those products. These products, like fucking
show
them.
I got these products here. They look more like some fly shit. Yeah, none of those.
Now, what does faux pas mean?
Faux pas means tacky.
Tacky.
In the fashion world,
gaudy.
But it's. But it is dope to have...
Snitching is faux pas.
Okay.
Yeah, it's frowned upon.
Thank you, Derek.
Faux pas,
David.
Frowned
upon.
I
appreciate you.
You see?
Faux pas. It's
French. Yo, nigga, we was just in France and England teaching these goofy-ass jail niggas some worldly shit. Yeah.
But I like that I'm able to do that.
Yeah,
like,
but
no,
faux pas means
that's
frowned
faux pas,
upon.
Nigga.
So, yeah. But, you know,
I love learning new words.
Yeah.
And there's sometimes words will... If someone says a word to me, it'll make me think... You know, it's just something. Like you said faux pas, and my head went to fake, right?
Okay, fair enough.
But I mean, it was close, but it wasn't it. But I'm going to say some words to everybody here, and I want you to tell me what comes to mind.
All
ready?
Right.
Diddy.
No Diddy.
Predator.
Okay.
Producer. Separate the man from the art.
Separate the man from the art.
Palestine.
NYU boarded up. It is.
It is. He's right.
NYU's boarded up.
Gio?
Career killer.
Hamas.
Ready? Next one. Wigger.
That'd be you.
Can I use his answer?
That'd be you.
bucket hat. When I hear wigger, I think bucket hat.
I also think towel under the fitted.
Donald Trump.
2024.
Atlantic City? Yeah.
Derek?
Sorry about that. What was the word?
Donald Trump.
Golden high tops.
All right. Mm. How do you feel about those sneakers, Derek?
I would never wear them.
Okay.
They're very tacky. They look like wrestling shoes.
Last one. Nelson Mandela.
In jail, but divorced his wife after 6 months. Chris Rock joke.
Yeah. To me, now it's the Mandela effect.
Yep, that's right.
That's the first thing I think of.
What is the Mandela effect exactly? I don't know.
Mandela effect. You want to say it?
Yeah, it's like when the masses believe that something, like this logo could have been higher. But everybody will be like, no, it's always been this low. But they're like, no, we all remember it being this high.
But it wasn't true.
But it wasn't true.
So, and it got the name because there was a time where you'd have been like, yo, Nelson Mandela. They're like, ain't he dead?
Yeah.
They're like at least 2/3 of the world was convinced, nah, he died, right? We all remember that. But they're like, no, it never happened.
He was in prison.
But somehow... The whole world
they thought he was dead while he was locked up?
Right. Yeah. Like the whole world was like, Nah, we remember that. You know what I mean? So that's what's called the Mandela
effect. You know that almost happened?
When everybody feels like, no, that happened. And it's like, nah, that's not true. Here's the documentation. You're like, whoa.
Yeah. That happened to Sinbad. Yeah. Everybody thought Sinbad was dead for like 2 years.
Really? Yeah.
Jamie Foxx, too, now I think it's happening with, right?
No.
Well, no, that's not. Well, it's more different. I feel like one of them was like
the Mandela effect is also what caused like that red dress, red black dress, white gold dress.
No, that's more of an optical illusion.
Yeah. No, because half of us saw it one way. You know what I mean? Like, and then we really remember seeing it that way. You still can't.
No, but you still see it that way though. If you saw it gold before, you still see it gold now. With the Mandela effect, it was like the Fruit of the Looms logo.
Yeah.
Where they were like, everybody remembers a cornucopia in it, but they were like, it was never there. But the whole world remembers the cornucopia with the fruit in it.
What the fuck is a cornucopia?
You don't know what a cornucopia is?
No.
Thing that holds the fruit?
It's like a gourd, an open gourd, and all of the food comes out of it. It's like the logo for Thanksgiving.
I feel very uneducated.
You don't know what a cornucopia is?
Hey, you did heroin, man. There's a lot of shit that left.
That you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff.
You've done a cornucopia of drugs.
That's a cornucopia.
Yeah, you see?
So far today, I've learned faux pas.
Yeah.
So I've learned Mandela effect and cornucopia.
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 Nah, you got to keep saying it that way.
Cornucopia.
That way people know.
Cornucopia.
Yeah, people know they accept it.
Cornucopia.
Know?
That's how I talk.
So just take the fruit out and put drugs there. And then there you go. And that's how you'll remember.
Put stolen goods in there.
Yeah, stolen goods, all that shit.
Shanks. Yeah.
Pull up tapes.
Now, Mandela was in prison for what, 30 years?
Something like that.
Yeah.
30 years.
Like bombed the embassy or some shit, right?
I don't think he did.
It was a conspiracy that he was behind it.
From what I understand, I think his wife was the ruthless one.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
it usually is, yeah. it's usually got to be a chick that's going to hold a dude accountable.
Yeah.
For him to really stand tall like that.
How about that?
Yeah.
24 years.
Dark.
So 24 years, but also he wasn't just in prison. 24 years, I think a lot of it was hard labor, which was him just raking the beach in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically almost made him blind because of the way the sun bounces off of the sand there.
Yeah,
and they would not allow them to wear sunglasses.
Yeah,
a lot of his writing and shit, he was like, please, motherfuckers, send me some sunglasses.
I think I like that. I think I'm going to wear shades the rest of the year, every day.
That's the
Mandela stand,
effect.
To stand in,
I think I'm going to wear shades the rest of the year now. Just
that's so funny.
Story.
Yeah, that was his big thing. They were like, Nelson, what do you want us to do? He's like, please get me sunglasses.
Is that his voice?
I tried. This is Nelson Mandela.
You know who's saying it. You know
it was Dave Chappelle. Well,
you sounded like Winston Churchill.
Who did you tell me that? Somebody told me that.
Probably me.
That what?
I was like.
You remember on the beginning of the Talib Kweli album and it was Mandela talking? That was Chappelle doing Mandela.
It was Chappelle doing Mandela. I thought it was Mandela for the longest. It might have been you that told me that.
It was fucking Chappelle.
What album was that?
It might have been Reflection Eternal. Great fucking album.
What year was that? I'm not a
96?
99?
He was still locked up then.
Nelson? No, he was president of South... of.
Didn't he get out in 2000?
What country did he become president of? South Africa, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here's another Mandela effect.
Yeah, well.
I don't really know anything else about him. You asked me my first thing. That was it. Mandela effect.
I watched the movie. I just remember him cheating.
We going down some rabbit hole now. Man, yeah. Get out of this. What's the next topic?
Nah, but you know what? That just go to show Black History Month is not long enough.
Not long enough.
Yeah. We're not doing anything.
I'm the most versed in Black history.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know shit.
You were forced.
We don't know shit about Nelson Mandela.
To learn that Black history.
But we can tell you all 3 hours of that Cat Williams interview. God damn it.
That is.
Damn it.
Black
Shout
History
out to Cat.
Month is
Cat
wild.
Got arrested in Seattle for fighting niggas again.
Right, hey, look, more facts on Cat.
You about to do a live on Netflix.
Oh, I can't wait for
Saturday.
This shit. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm
going to be there tuned in.
No, he ain't get arrested. That's controversy to drum up.
Oh, yeah, to drum up the special. Yeah.
Or he did, and he just got out.
Right. Which, I mean, good for him. He could do a day. He done been to jail before. Yeah, that's like I used to respect guys like that. Like y'all ever used to watch the A-Team when y'all was little?
Oh yeah, of course.
Right, and remember you said what is it?
I don't know what that is.
It was like
the
these
A-Team?
Dudes.
A-Team. Yeah. I thought you said the number 18.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, Mr. T. Yeah, they had the band and all that.
So
shit.
So it'd be shit like Murdoch don't like flying. Right, and they be like, "But Murdoch, we gotta get on this plane." I ain't getting on no plane. They be like,
"All right." That's Baracus. Baracus didn't like flying.
Okay,
Murdoch
but whatever. But
flew.
Someone would knock this nigga out.
They would have to
and so, put him on like not like on some dose. You know, they would just deck him out cold from behind, put him on the plane, and then like
he wake up with his head hurting, but they be there. It's so funny.
And he be just like. Thanks, guys. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I so badly want to be of that cloth. You know what I mean? Like,
you could just knock somebody out.
And it's cool. Like, you know what I mean? Thanks, dude. I was tripping.
Y'all made the right decision.
So we can get to the next location.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, Kat was able to be like, I'll go to jail for a night to promote my shit.
There's one video I want to show you guys. I just want to see how you feel about it. Nat, can you start getting that thing ready to go? I just want you to watch it and just tell me what comes to mind.
Okay.
And then we're going to get into everything else we got planned. Did I get motherfucking sunburn on the way over here?
Is it this one?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
No sound.
No sound?
No sound.
No, you should do a sound.
No sound. Just watch.
Yeah, but you need the music to... The one says, "I'd rather him dance than be in prison and being a gang member."
Yeah.
Thanks for the shout out.
All right, that's enough.
He's a talented.
Talented?
He's a talented young gay man who's obviously into that shit.
This is the thing I thought of. I would hate to like a girl that's like his best friend.
Oh yeah.
Like to have to go through that.
Or hang around that.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's one hell of a boss.
Because it's also, he probably talks spicy, and it ain't shit you can do about it.
Yeah.
Because he will whoop
your ass.
I changed
the
answer.
That's the ultimate
boss
bodyguard.
Boss
fight. I changed my answer.
That's all I can see is like, he probably be with the baddest bitches too, man. Like, just in the way.
In the fucking way.
Physically
and then be like,
literally.
Hurdle. That's another word. A hurdle.
Hurdle?
A big hurdle.
Andre said, "Don't mess with you, man. Fuck Andre." Yeah. What? Andre,
hold on. The flail on you.
Zach wants to say something.
I did not know Sam J could dance like that.
Yeah, because of the shortcut.
Salute to Zach Amico.
And salute Sam J too. Temple State, that was a great take, Dave. That was a great fucking take.
Thank you, man. Yeah,
that really was the kid in it that wrote the comment, being like, "Thanks for the shout out."
Yeah.
Where was he?
In here.
Some of the dudes in here are motherfucking ruthless.
That is him. I went to his page.
Oh, shit.
It made me just sound gay. Like, where is he? What's his name? I want to follow him.
He put a kissing emoji at the end.
But that's him playing that up.
Yeah.
Because he know everybody, that's like a social trick.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's clickbait. How the fuck you going to deal with this?
Are
like
gay
saying.
Dudes even into this, though? Like, because that's the other thing. This seemed like it's
imagine
just
imagine he's not gay.
There's that big dude that dances with, his father forced him to do that. He wanted to play football. And his father's like, "No, you're going to dance.
There's more scholarship money here, son."
That's the twist.
You don't want to farm where everyone else is farming, son.
Yeah,
you got to.
Like, niggas hate him because he fucking all the girls and shit. Like,
You know how
that nigga be fucking my girl splits.
Oh, he's mad. He's just mad.
Yo, that'd be the wildest twist. He's straight as shit.
Just the grandfather just schooling everybody. You know how we survived slavery?
Dancing. doing splits and backflips.
We had to pretend we weren't what we were, son.
We had to do them death drops for freedom, motherfucker. Death drops for
You go out there and you show them what you hate.
Dance your way to freedom, son.
Dance your freedom. Way to freedom. Dance. God damn. That is the fucking John Henry of dance.
Yeah. The John Henry of dance. That's the modern day John
That's
Henry
That's a big
right
ass
there.
Dancing motherfucker yeah. right there. Big, oh, holy Christ.
Big
Boss
fella.
Fight. But that was perfect, Dave. What a breakdown.
Yeah.
Wow. Analogies, guys.
Absolutely wonderful. Hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Do you want to get high? I mean, really high, really yes. super duper legally high.
And more than ever.
Possibly do things you will regret. Well, now's the time to go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8. I have taken the gummies. And I've had the vape. I did them both at the same time. My girlfriend had to bring me to the emergency room. Ooh. So it works. It's wonderful.
Dude, not only that, they have these preloaded bowls, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's just like a metal. You know, like those sink filter, like the sink screens?
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like that, but it's packed with Delta weed.
Right.
And all you do is put it on top of your weed bowl and then just smoke it.
Dope.
You
know
so
what
you
else
don't
is
dirty your bowl.
You know what else is preloaded?
Delta.
This dick. All right.
Preloaded. With pre-cum.
What's Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. At yoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies, vapes for all your getting stone needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken seriously and responsibly. So once more, that's yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. Use promo code GAS. You're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off.
GAS.
Girls, back to the show. All right. Word association game. Jorge, that's what we did already, correct?
What was that?
Yep.
All right. Let's get into this $8 million theft from Sephora.
Oh, shit.
Now,
let's
go. I used to steal from Sephora regularly. I used to call it Sephora. That's what I thought.
Yeah, the PH makes an F sound.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sephora. But
phonics.
I,
that's phonics. Phonics also is a PH sound. Phonics.
Yeah. Yes. Phonics. Phonics.
Jesus Christ.
So... But I would steal from Sephora, and I would go.
And now you stuck with it.
I would go on the subway, and I would just sell everything half off. And,
you'd be like the kids with the little kids.
I'd make a killing.
Bruh. With the trays of makeup.
Okay.
I'd just be like, I have a big bag. I got this is Sephora. Everything's half off. And I would
That's
make
the
a
move.
I would make a killing. Back in the day, the security guards were allowed to put hands on you.
Absolutely.
And. There was this one security guard I had a beef with, and he got me quite a few times. Big dude threw me around, and then one time I pulled my needle out. I said, "Stand back, motherfucker! I got AIDS."
Oh wow! Use the AIDS card.
He robbed him at AIDS point.
AIDS? Robbed him at AIDS point. AIDS? Robbed him at robbed him with HIV.
At point.
Again, another person on the street. I am terrified.
The AIDS needle
with.
Guy.
Yeah. Not even AIDS, just a little, because he's going to do a weird move like that where I can no longer kick his ass.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, come on, man. Got me on the run.
I don't want no AIDS.
Right, right. Yeah. But he's being a dick.
Can't get AIDS dry cleaned. Fuck. That's more shit right there.
All right, how we doing? How we making out? We're getting that up.
I got it here.
Yeah. Okay.
You got it ready?
So, do you want to, this is her getting arrested.
Yeah, the time was the snatch and grabs that were happening in LA.
This
oh, wow.
Is this
and Atlanta and Florida. They had like a ring.
And she, she had like 12 women working for her and would like give them a list of stores to hit. It would included Target too.
Wow.
Really?
Okay, so these, I knew about these people.
Oh,
okay.
I'm so stupid. Sorry, not Target. Sephora and Ulta, which are both
that's
makeup
great.
Stores.
That's movie
go.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's right. Go.
And she was, she had 12 women working for her and would like pay their travel expenses and be like, all right, hit these places.
All right, waste
that. Because she was selling them online. She had like this Amazon shop.
She's Sephora Blanco.
Yeah. Sephora Blanco.
Yes, I still got it.
Absolutely.
So they had. So I would imagine she had a warehouse where she kept all this shit.
Yeah,
and it was just like a, just a huge. So is this all white people too, right?
Yeah. It doesn't say, but the heads are white.
The top was
Caucasians.
How about that?
Yeah,
Caucasians.
A fucking makeup ring.
No, I was thinking about that yesterday.
They got hit with like 140 charges. I think it was.
Ooh. There was a lot of cops there.
Yeah, and they're both pleading not guilty.
I feel like that between how much money it was and the cross state line shit. This is federal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I would imagine. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, you fed that might have been the now. Feds. Yeah, yeah.
What's that
Was
from?
It the feds that took Trained over?
Yep. Because
it was like Atlanta and Florida, I think. Does it say?
Let me see.
It was. I mean, she was running it from another state that these women were not in, correct?
She no, was in she Cali. Was in San Diego, but all of the... All of them were in California, oh, okay, but they okay. would be like in L.A. and different. All the
yeah,
stuff that we
no,
saw
there was in Atlanta too. They had people that from different states doing it.
Okay,
too.
Okay, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. They had a team.
It was yeah. based out of California, based but of California. They she had people hitting other places.
How okay. about that?
So, did everybody get their stuff in? I want to weigh in on this, but I want to make sure y'all get all y'all shit out first about this.
No, go ahead, go weigh in.
Okay.
This would be a perfect the take, time. Temple's takes.
This would be a perfect time for me to advertise next week. I don't know. Is this live now? Or when does this go?
Yeah,
out?
It's live now.
Live now.
You have a new cologne
May
coming
7th.
Out in support.
Listen to what I'm saying. May 7th, here in New York City, I'm going to be doing a table read for a web series that I've been working on with a friend. It's called Gone in 60 Steps. For the past year, I have been writing a script about the snatch and grab game. I lie to you not, it started off as fiction, but when you want to talk about art imitating life, the script that I wrote is about two young men who sign up for a day of making money. They take a van out to a random mall to participate in a snatch and grab. It goes horribly wrong. Mm-hmm. The van pulls off before they could get out of there. A white woman who was in the store watching them do the snatch and grab catches them at a bus stop, like on the other side of the park, gives them a ride, but she wants in on the action for the excitement. Mm. So they begin starting to do the whole snatch and grab process, but she's teaching them the better way to do it.
Okay.
Where to get better items and how you can sell these items on apps like OfferUp. Let's go. You know what I mean? Because this is a world. The snatch and grab. I was pretty close to it. That was my thing. Theft and fraud was my thing when I was in the street.
Yeah.
So this was something that really caught my eye. They say write about what you know.
Right.
So I've been writing this thing, and what we came up with was that it was a bigger thing. Like the people that were actually putting out the ads and hiring people.
Right.
It was for insurance money. It was a whole aspect of, hey, look, we're in an economy. Retail, no one can afford to buy all this overpriced shit. We just can't hit the margins.
Right.
But we can file insurance claims. How do we do that? Hire a bunch of poor kids to run into stores and steal. And that's why you don't see anybody stop anybody. They let it all happen. Walk right out the store. We want you to come and do this shit. You know what I mean? So I wrote a script, an 8-episode episodic. I am doing my first table read with this thing live.
Where's the table read?
The table read is going to be at the Comedy Shop down here in the Village on Bleecker Street. It's free to enter. I'm going to have food. I'm going to have drinks.
We know that place well.
All right, I'm coming.
Yeah. Right. It's going to be Tuesday, May the 7th at 4 p.m. At the Comedy Shop. It's free. Just come by, have a drink. You know, have some food, and we're going to read the first 3 episodes, and let me know whether I have something here. Does this make any sense? Is this interesting? Like, do you guys follow? Do you comprehend it?
I already fuck with it.
You got
your
two teeth crazy.
Right here. You got your two white teeth right here.
right. But it's the fact that, you know, it's so on time with what's happening in the world right now that we finished this thing. I have no idea how to get it made or how to get it the script, but this is just me getting it started. So anybody that's listening, if you fuck with me, you fuck with the story, pull up. The Comedy Shop, Bleecker Street, is free. Just come there. May 7th, 4 p.m.
I'm going to ask a friend of mine who she's directed.
Check that
some
out.
That's really
dope.
Good
that sounds
films.
Like a dope ass.
That sounds fun. That sounds good.
I'll invite her to go.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully she can make it.
It's like some white woman who's bored with her life and she happens to be at the mall and she sees
and
this
her,
shit.
And the crazy thing is her husband's a goddamn cop. Her husband's a cop, and she's doing all this goofy shit right under his nose, and that's what, to me, the beauty of it, and it's not I can spoil something without spoiling it in the script, because I don't even know where
that's
going to
make it. Now, is he looking for the thieves at any point?
He's in the neighborhood when things are happening. He's aware of all of these things that are happening, including he has friends in his district that are getting the calls on things his wife is actually involved in.
Mm.
He's close, but he's not there.
Don't give the whole shit
I'm
away.
I'm not giving the whole thing away, but one of the things when this thing does blow up, this white woman realizes she has to do time. She has to take the fall.
Yeah, there's no getting out of it.
And it's too many other people. If she walks, it's too many other people that are going to get in trouble for this. So she has to go down.
I love it, bro.
Yeah, that's white woman taking responsibility at the end of a movie. Come on, that's what y'all want to see.
No, I was already visualizing that shit.
That shit is great.
I would have been like, nope, it was them. I had nothing to do with it.
Right. But yeah, man, please come out May 7th, 4 p.m., the Comedy Shop, Bleecker Street.
That's dope. That's
I will say this. Yeah. I was involved in a robbery one time.
I remember when I was the
once,
wee age of 15.
I was young. It was youthful offender status. Once but I was called in. I was questioned. And the police, the cop kept telling me, the detective was like, I don't want you. I want your friend. I want Frankie. Because his mother was actually a dispatcher for the police. And yes, they couldn't stand that he was running around, you know, doing wild shit.
He was in the streets.
Like, yeah. So he's like, listen, just give me Frankie. And I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know no Frankie, this and that, whatever. And I took the fall for it. So they sent me to juvie. This fucking cop, this detective, bro, he would come see me at least once a month while I was in juvie. Be like, anything else you want to tell me? This and that, blah, blah, blah. No. Right? He picked up a footprint from one of the crime scenes.
Okay.
And he was like, I need to see your sneakers.
Uh-oh.
So in the juvie I was in, they don't let you keep your sneakers unless you're going outside to, like, play ball on the yard or something. While you're inside the facility, sneakers are off, right?
Okay.
And I give him my sneakers, and he had like a footprint like on a tile, and he took my sneaker. And he went,
it was like he was just like fitting for like a Dr. Scholl's.
He went, fuck. That's,
if it doesn't fit.
It matched. And he was like, I was hoping. I was like, it was just me. You know, that's how hard up he was to get this kid. But I guess, I don't know, I just felt like telling that story.
Yeah, no. Wow. I respect that on the other side. I think about that when I was young. As you were saying that, my cousin did not give me up on one.
Yeah.
We were definitely like doing a lot of theft from work, our job.
Right.
And I just called out one day, and the day that I called out was the day that they made their move, and the cops came in, and they were like, where's your cousin? He's like, I don't know. And like, yeah, he got fired, and then he called me like, yo, the sheriff just, I just lost my job. The sheriff just came in. They was up, blah, blah, blah. And so I just never went back.
You know? Yeah. That's the best thing to do. Don't return to the scene of the crime.
Well, yeah, for me, that was like, I was working there, so they had, but I was living with my aunt at the time. Like, this is how funny God, like God is, I guess, when he intervenes, when he has other shit for you.
Okay.
My mom had put me out when I was 15.
Right.
So I'm living with my aunt, I'm on a long leash. That's where I'm getting in the streets, but I keep a job, right? But I'm stealing from the job. Crazy, right? So, boom, this whole thing happens. The cops are looking for me, but my paperwork shows my mother's address. Mm. So, of course, naturally, they're going to my mom's house presenting the warrant. So at my mom, she legit, I don't know where he is.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, but it's my senior year of high school. I graduated, get into college. So, boom, I go 300 miles away to Pittsburgh. Mm. My sophomore year catches up with me. Did something else, got picked up, and they were like, oh, yeah, we've been looking for you. But the fact
that... Ain't that the worst?
Dang!
That me is... being in college and my dad being in the union
helped you
saved,
out.
Saved everything.
They're like,
saved
look,
everything.
They're like, look who decided to show up. Dave,
right.
Dave Temple.
Right, yeah. right.
How you been?
Wait, now, so they picked you up and you didn't have to serve time and no shit like that?
When I went to court, probation.
No, I went to court for the case.
Okay.
My dad went with me to help. You know what I mean? Because my mom was just like, I'm done. I don't have nothing for him. You know what I mean?
You stole the young ears from her.
Right, right. So my dad was more like, my dad was in an electrician's union.
Yeah.
IBEW, Local 98. Mm-hmm. They pull all the strings with everything. So my dad comes with me to court. When my name gets called, somebody steps up who we don't know. White dude in a suit. Your Honor, permission to approach the bench. He walks up, whispers some stuff to the judge. They talk a little bit. Blah, 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 blah. Come down. We sit there for the rest of the day watching court. Whole day. Watch everybody's cases.
Is he sending people to jail?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody. Oh. People are winning.
That's making you nervous, right?
But, I mean, no. We knew we had a chance. It was probably going to be fines or whatever. But it was just that whole concept of at the end of the day. And they go, is anybody having been called? What's your name? Temple. And they look through the paperwork. They go, oh, you go to the cashier's. Your stuff is over there. And you go over there, everything was dismissed. So it was just a thing of like, his union got it taken care of. Mm-hmm. And that's where my daddy was always like, yeah, when they call, and they will call, your ass is going on the picket, not me.
Oh, wow.
You had to pick it for your father? That's hilarious.
Yep, yep. When supermarkets didn't finish their contract, shit. Now I got to be out there with the inflatable
with
rat.
The rat, yeah.
Like, I give a fuck, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
No scabs.
You got to pay that tax.
They're like, what the fuck?
You had to pay that back. Go ahead and pick it
like,
for them.
I'm not going out there, nigga. You going out there.
I will say so one funny. One of the scary feeling is when you know you feel like a little worm on a big fucking hook is when you're either in the bullpen and they're taking everybody out to go to court or they bring everybody in on the bench and you know everybody's all cuffed together and you just see him just fucking handing out the fucking the years or you know.
Well, I mean, you mean with arraignment? Because with arraignment, that's what you mean when they're setting bail. Because when you go to bail, when you go from the jail bullpen to court. You just get in the rain. You don't get
sentenced.
No,
I'm talking about, you know, if you're like guys that are taking deals and shit like that, you know, closing out instead of going to trial.
You know what's funny? I never learned that sorting process.
Right.
I never paid it. And it's just like niggas who pay attention and they just sit there at the gate and just learn everything. No, this is for that. These niggas are doing that. Yeah. I never understood those people and how they get like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You just see it for so many years.
I guess so.
Watch it over and over.
But that's not where I'm at. That's not what I'm thinking about if I'm ever sitting there. I'm just thinking about how much I fucked up of everything I got going on the outside. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, you got plenty of time every other day when you're locked up to think about that.
Yeah.
While you in jail, you might as well learn. Like, people make fun of jailhouse lawyers, but I can't stand them. I got away easy with my gun charge because I learned about the gun laws while I was locked up.
Yeah. Right. Wow.
Because your lawyers ain't doing shit. You gotta do the research and be like,
you gotta do the work.
Yeah, you gotta be like, send them highlights, be like, yo, look, man, fucking case 2016, such and such versus New York.
Jail research.
Yes, so, bro. I fired lawyers.
You trying to leave the dorm, bro. You'd be like, yo, sign me up for all libraries.
So who do you think found the loophole in Weinstein's case? Weinstein did that himself or somebody else?
His lawyers.
He's got the money to do that, bro.
And that lawyer that he got is a fucking monster. He's a beast. It's like Jadakiss said. I got a hungry lawyer that'll eat the case. I mean, I don't know if they're gonna let him out for the retrial. Probably not. They maybe set a high ass bail, but he's got the money for it. He's got the bread.
That's pretty crazy.
And then it becomes a war of attrition. But I remember the first time sitting in the bullpen when guys were copping out. I remember a guy came back in and he goes, how'd it go? He's like, not bad, man. And he goes, 10 flat. And I was just like, fuck.
Yeah.
10 years? And he was not upset about it. You know what I mean? He was like, could have been way worse.
Could have been way worse.
You know, if he took it to trial and lost, you know, maybe 20.
Yeah, that's the
15.
Weirdest shit to hear. You're in the bullpen.
10 like, flat.
When I was getting sentenced for 2 years. There was a guy like, yo, they're offering me 58 right now, but if they drop it to 40, I'm taking it. And I'm like,
what are we talking about?
I'm like, what?
If they drop it to 40,
can you
take
me in another cage?
I'm holding back my tears for 2 years.
Is there a section?
I'm just sitting there trying. Yeah. And he's just like, yo, they give me 40.
Is there a section for bullets, please? Yeah. Is there a section for first timers, please? Just put us all together and let us process this shit. Without these motherfuckers yapping about like
40 years. One time I had a child support appearance and they put me in the bullpen with everybody with violent crimes and shit like that. So I remember you like look down the line and it'll be like it'll say someone's name. There's like a piece of paper. It'll be like Perez F, you know felony. You know Temple F felony. You know what I mean? And Gaines MM. Misdemeanor, F, felony. And then for Derek Drescher, it said CS.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, yo, what the fuck is CS?
I thought
mean,
it would
man?
Say DBD.
What's that?
Debbie Dad.
Ted B. Dress.
Yeah.
So CS.
I remember. Go ahead.
Because CI, that can mean a criminal informant. People are like, yo, what the fuck does CS mean? I'm like, oh, it means child support, guys. I'm like, yo, everybody chill.
I think that's also
confidential snitch. Confidential snitch? What?
Confidential snitch.
That's the actual.
Court supporter? What? What is CS?
Wow. Court supporter, So, and then this is the other thing that happened. So they're giving everybody their sandwiches, Jimmy Dean's and all that shit. The salami and cheese.
Salami and cheese. Yuck.
The yucky one, right?
Wow.
The
yucky one. I don't want this. This shit is yucky, son.
I worked in the kitchen. My guy made the court meals, so he made me a PB&J.
They make them shit
two days before. Bro, I get my sandwich, and someone goes, yo, what the fuck you got on your sandwich? And I go, I go, it's peanut butter and jelly. And they go, no. They're like, yo, your name, it says CS next to you. You got a different fucking sandwich. Yo, something's up. And I'm just like, yo, please, please. And then they were like, Drescher, court. And I was like, whew. I was like, yo, man, you can't put me back in there with those motherfuckers.
They're going to get murdered over BB&J.
They're going to kill me.
Saved out the cell. I thought somebody had like a peanut allergy. Like, nah, hold on. Slow down. Yo, chill.
I'm Muslim. I can't eat the salami. I'm Muslim. I'm Muslim, but yeah, and then actually that case, I went in and defended myself for child support because they don't appoint you a lawyer when you're behind on child support.
Oh wow! And you just got to go up there and talk yourself.
And yeah. I won. I fucking won.
Land the plane.
What was your argument?
His last thing was like, I'm half a Jew, and they're like, you got it. Case dismissed. Yeah. Let him go.
This one's over. $60 kilos, that's right, the unattainable number that no one in the world of Kratom was able to accomplish until Yo Kratom came along for years. Entrepreneurs, scientists, academics, homosexuals, and pedophiles all tried to solve the $60 kilo problem.
Could fucking solve.
Colombians.
Colombians, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans. Nobody could charge $60 for a kilo.
So I'm hearing Yo Kratom is good. It's going to make you feel good. But the thing is this. If you're going to being a boxing match, do not use it because you will test positive for PEDs. That's why Luis J. Gomez has tested positive for PEDs with his fight against Tim Butterly because of Yo Kratom. So just be careful with that. No competitive sports, right?
Yeah, no competitive sports.
And how did they solve the legendary 60-kilo problem? Find out what Yo Kratom is up to next. That's right. It's the third year of being a loyal sponsor to the show. We thank you, Yo Kratom. We would be nothing without you. You're paying our bills. Let's go. YoKratom.com - home of the $60 kilo. So do you want to know the court officer is, you know, and I always hated court officers, the older black guy. He slid me what to say on a sticky note. He went. And I said it out loud. And the judge was like, you can't talk right now. And then at first she was like, the case is, you know, this is how it's going to stay. And I was like, I'm going to appeal and I'll come back with this argument. And basically the argument was he said, how long has the child been at daycare and is she still going? So I'd been paying daycare for years, like $1,000 a month on top of support. And she hadn't been going to daycare for like 2 years.
So you get the money back?
I got all that money back. And then they were like, a step further, if you want, Mr. Drescher, you could push this for her lying and failing to report to the court. And I was like, nah, I'll just take the money.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But if it wasn't... What's that say?
The Lord is here tonight.
If it wasn't for that dude, I would have never... Because I was just getting frustrated. I mean, that lawyer was eating me up. He was destroying me. You know what I mean? I feel like, Dave, you would do well supporting yourself, representing yourself in court. Yeah.
Not only do you seem like a criminal, but you also seem like you know the law.
You know what's funny? That's what he said.
That's what he really said.
I got frustrated, though.
I got to translate him sometimes.
I got frustrated with a case here because they kept switching my public defender.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So every time I had gone to court 3 times before we even moved forward, and I had a different PD every time. And so, like, I think on the 3rd time I got there, and they was just like, look, you know, do you, I was just like, yeah, I'll just take the, I'll just plead guilty and, you know, I'll just take the jail time because I don't have the money to pay.
Yeah, I love doing that.
And this was the thing where now you watch the judge go like, oh, wait,
I'm the one who sends you to jail.
Well, here was the thing.
He
trying to advise counsel, and this is shit that cracked me the fuck up. He's like, advise your client, you know what I mean, what he's at. You're looking at 6 to 12 months in Rikers. And I'm like, yeah, fine. And he's like, you could be killed. And I'm like, yeah, fine. I don't care. Like that.
I don't want to come here anymore.
It would end everything. Like, it was just like my life was that bad at the moment, at least in my mind. I was like, yeah, fuck it. If I die, everything else goes away. Right. So, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was so funny to watch him go like, we're going to do a continuance. You need to advise your client. And, you know, the dude kept trying to tell me, you need to think about this. We'll talk later. Bye. So they pushed the next case like 3 months down.
Yeah.
And when I got there, even that guy never showed up again.
But like they just ended up, it worked out for me because there was a guy who was a former judge who was telling me, yeah, just keep kicking it down.
Right.
Just keep kicking it down, kicking it down.
Because basically what happens is now you're going to court for something for a year. Which is almost, which is more than the time you're probably going to do. And you're not getting in more trouble.
Right. Yeah. And it's costing them money. They got to keep filing and updating and paying people about an hour to do all of this shit like that and keep track of everything. So it's just like, man, we lost on this investment right now. Yeah. Like even if we get a year out of him, look at what we spend on paperwork.
Right, you know what I mean?
Like, because like I don't know how it is in New York, but in Pennsylvania,
the Commonwealth, they want that bread.
Yeah, but the state gets paid. So
owe them a bill. You owe them money when you leave jail. No. Right.
What I'm saying is the prisons are privately owned.
Yeah.
So the state pays the prison $238 per day for every inmate.
That's how New York is, too.
Okay, yeah. So I've never been locked up in New York. But, like, in Pennsylvania, that's the thing where it's like, yeah, it's literally a numbers game.
Yeah.
How much do we get for him versus how much we're spending? Like, it ain't worth it.
You know you could buy your freedom like that, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
If you add up how much time you're doing and you pay that to the corporation that owns that jail, you can get out.
It's the same reason why if you come in with a high-priced lawyer that the court is his playground, I already know his retainer. Yeah, you done already paid. All right. Because he going to spend all that down here filing paperwork with us. So, yeah, good.
Not only that, he's going to be buying gifts for the judges.
Oh, right. Man, the motherfuckers play pickleball together.
I'm
learning a lot of shit right now.
You guys remember that Amy Fisher case, Joey Buttafuoco?
Amy Fisher is my bitch right there.
I had her lawyer, Eric Nyberg, right? I think I had a drug sale. He walks in, like I'm meeting him for the first time. He looks at the name on the courtroom. He goes like, that's such and such. She's a cunt, but I play golf with her father, so you're good.
Oh, wow.
He said that's the first. He didn't talk about the case. That's all he talked about, his relationship with her father. So he's like, yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Wow. My mom met him for the first time. She goes like, that man smelled like sulfur. He's the devil.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Even for the case that I dealt with when I was a kid.
Wow.
For that white dude to not know me or my dad. But my dad did enough good work at that union, enough people fuck with him that they was like, yo, Dave's kid's in a little trouble down in the courthouse.
Yeah, help him
out. Go down there and take care of that little thing for him, you know what I mean? Because that's the way they treated my dad, too. My dad was one of the good ones down there.
I was hanging out. I met at Sam J's show on Sunday. There was a guy who works for the DA's office.
Mm-hmm.
Cool dude. And like I'm telling him what I went through. He's like, yo, that's exactly the game.
Yeah,
because like that's what it is.
Yep.
Where it's the lawyers, the judges, and the DA are all friends. Most lawyers started off working as public defenders,
right?
Mm-hmm. So they still got friends and connections in there. And if let's say my lawyer has four clients, and I'm like, yo, listen, I got this charge. Here's $30,000. Make sure it gets away. And then he got other clients. It's like, yo, listen, all I got is $3,000, $5,000.
Of course he's going to go for the motherfucker to give you $30,000.
The lawyer's going to go to the DA and be like, yo, listen, this client right here, try to knock some time down, but you can get this client. So your own lawyer will fuck you over if you're not paying the money.
Yeah.
That's why drug dealers get away with shit and beat charges because they're willing to throw money at a lawyer where it's like, yo, here. And then they'll take that and be like, hey, yo, you want to go to this Subway Series game? I got fucking box seats.
Yeah. I had one case.
All about the money.
Yeah.
Yep. That's all
I like it.
I had one case one time where I was able to afford a paid lawyer for that trial. But my lawyer got me a good deal. DA agreed to it, right? They put it in front of the judge, and the judge is like, he's looking at it. He's like, no. He's like, I don't feel comfortable just letting him walk out of here. Talking about me, right? And I'm like, uh-oh. And my lawyer keeps going. He goes, Your Honor, this is a worked deal. And the lawyer and the judge just like, he's been arrested over 20 times. He's
20 times?
He's like,
That's a bad investment.
Well, in like altogether, I've been arrested over 30. But at that time, he's like a predicate. He just keeps doing the same. And then, you know, my lawyer's like, can I approach the bench? And, you know, so he kept saying, this is a worked deal. And the judge is just like, and the DA's like, yeah, I agree with it. And every fiber in his body was telling him, do not let this motherfucker go.
Okay.
But he gave in. He gave in, but I got locked up again like the next month.
Jesus Christ.
That's why, same judge.
Yeah. That's why.
Same judge.
Oh,
same judge.
God.
And that's why the judges be back there drinking, bro. When they be like, yo, I need a moment to go to my
chambers. And he even said to me when I came in the next time, he goes, give me one good reason why you shouldn't go to. Why I shouldn't lock you up.
That's right.
That's his job to be like, yo, you have no life for the next 30 years.
And that's what I'm going to tell you. Like, court.
That's crazy.
Courts,
bro.
Court buildings. The energy there is the worst.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like no one's having a good time.
I always have
security is gearing for
the
bad.
The lady
mood.
Who types, she's
the janitors
in
the bad. Yeah, everybody. It's just a shit show.
You got
shit
the court
negative
officers.
Energy,
hey, man. Shut up. You guys
it's
stop
all,
talking.
All right. Negative energy.
Hey, stop looking back.
Holy shit. Man.
From once you walk in, it's like you're going through, it's like worse than
no
fucking.
No cell phone, no nothing. You just.
Like, put your phone down. Right. You got to almost get strip searched damn near. Take your belt off.
Yeah, man. When you paying on your way out, them bitches got an attitude. Oh. You be like, because I pay like speeding tickets.
It's crazy, bro. Yeah. You catch a case. You'll catch a case leaving the courtroom trying to make it out the front door.
Yeah.
If you got to go to cashier and then security yelling at you, telling you can or cannot go, this bathroom closed. Like, what the fuck is happening in here?
Yeah, man. And watching poor people have to dress up when they stand in that line with that one tie and that
looking
one shirt.
Looking goofy
they
as
got.
Fuck,
You be in there like, man.
I'd be like, I'm not going to lie.
It'd be the public defender sometime. Yeah, you're like, I'm fucked.
Wrinkled ass
shirt. The public defender just had a case before. You fucking, he man. Was
dude, this nigga got dickies on.
Got a golf shirt tucked in the khaki.
He got a dicky suit.
Yo, one time,
one time,
my mom got me a lawyer.
He does maintenance in the building, too.
my first arrest, my mom, like, she didn't want to pay for a lawyer, so she's like, oh, public defender to do it. Son, this dude looked like Larry David with a Steve Harvey suit.
Oh.
That's what he was. Son, he had like brown loafers that were just dusty and fucked up. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go to jail.
Yeah.
I had the worst deal ever. He got me such a worst deal. He got me so like probation. I owed all this money.
Yeah.
That at 6 months of that, I was like, yo, fuck that shit. Send me to jail.
This nigga's dressed like a Temptation. I'm going to jail.
He's spinning, Your Honor.
No, like a 5 heartbeat after he was smoking crack.
This nigga looked like Eddie. Eddie Kane.
I ain't gonna lie. I used to be jealous of the kids that like were catching cases. Like, you know, you go to court with your mom as a kid, and the kids who one either showed up without a parent or they didn't even put on a suit.
Oh,
like motherfuckers that was 17.
I never dressed up. Yeah,
I didn't want to say this.
I will.
What kind of Latino are you again?
Dominican.
The most.
I didn't
want to
be racist and be like it was mostly Puerto Ricans, but Puerto Rican.
He would wear skin tight white jeans.
I swear to God,
dude, I'll be like fresh. I have like Jordans on jeans. I have like a button up Jabot shirt.
Oh
my
God.
It'll be like
a Rockefeller. Rockaware velour.
And then I went to court in velour because you literally go in there for your judge.
Sean
judge
John
to be
velour
like,
suit.
Come back next month.
Reebok Classics.
And I'm like, I'm new to all of this. I'm petrified. I got on a fucking suit because my mom told me to. You know what I mean? And there's a Puerto Rican kid in front of me with an airbrush shirt that says, fuck bitches, get money. and the judge, can you take off your hat? And, and I'm like, yo, you gonna make this nigga mad? I'm next.
I went on shrooms.
Fuck bitches, get money, airbrush on.
Bro,
I had a court appearance where I was on shrooms from the night before.
Yeah.
And I didn't go to sleep. And I'm just sitting there, and everybody's talking, and I'm just like, yo, just act normal.
Yeah, man.
Just act normal.
And they're handing me the paper to sign, and I'm struggling to find where you got to sign that, because they didn't leave a mark, so I'm just staring at that shit for like 30 minutes. And then the lawyer's like, it's right there. And I'm like,
one time I wore a suit to court.
Okay.
And the judge said to me, do you think because you're wearing a suit, it's going to help your case, Mr. Drescher?
That's why I don't dress up.
I'm a businessman.
To me, you are a crook in a suit. That's exactly what he said to me.
Wow. Okay, so here's the funny thing, too.
You in a suit with the glasses and no hat.
I'm the lawyer. Yeah. I'm the lawyer. Excuse me, Your Honor.
Can we watch that video that kicked off the new year when the dude jumped over the thing?
Oh, yeah. Put it on.
Because I just want to explain something. Did we break it down with the flag falling? Nah, all right, Pete. This is when I knew this motherfucker was going under.
Nat, you know what they're talking about?
Yeah.
One sec.
I remember more recently, like when the last case that I was dealing with in New York, I definitely wasn't getting dressed for that. I was just over it. I'm showing up and like whatever I got on.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I would look at anybody with a suit on, like,
What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, because it was like, they looked like nightclub owners or some shit like that, too. Yeah, they wouldn't have a tie. Like,
no, they weren't like a mock neck with the the cross.
No, these dudes would have nice suits on, but it'd be like, you came here? Like, you seem like the type of guy that shouldn't have to be here if you're dressed in a suit like that.
Okay, yeah, that's a fact.
Because it's like, and it's like 9, 10 in the morning. Yeah. Where do you have to be that you're also coming to court? Like,
and they approach the bench. They're like, oh, he's here for unpaid parking tickets. I'm
right,
like, what?
Right, right.
What the fuck is that? All right, we're
gonna looking
play.
Like a bozo. All right, here we go.
Yeah, man.
In accordance with the laws of state of
Oh, this one. Okay.
Yeah, this kicked off January. Cleared it, right? Hair fall, but when that American flag fell, I said, that's funny. It's a wrap. When that flag fell, I was like, yeah, he going under jail.
Yo, you guys seen that Civil War movie?
America has fallen.
Nah. Is it good? I keep hearing it's great.
Oh, I saw me and
it's
Kate
called
went.
Civil War?
I didn't like it. I'll tell you why I didn't like it. I didn't like it because they didn't give any explanation of... I know that the president was dirty because they said he was on his third term.
Yeah.
But they didn't give any explanation of what happened. Why did he do that? Why did the country fall apart? Because all of a sudden at the end of the day, or at the end of the movie, you see that the resistance is the good guys. Like California and Texas unified. Mm. They became...
Oh, I got to watch this
And it
shit.
Was them versus... The rest the of the United States, the government, for the most part.
Well, just mostly D.C.
Right? Yeah, and they, but they took D. I don't want to ruin it for you guys.
Yeah,
you'll watch
now
it.
I gotta watch it.
Yeah, yeah, right. I wish they would have shown. Maybe they'll do a prequel where it shows how the country ends up falling apart like that.
Nah, I think that's. A
you enjoyed that movie?
I thought it was dope. Okay. I really liked it.
Did you watch that Civil War movie called Glory from back in the 80s?
Oh, Morgan Freeman and Matthew Broderick.
Yeah,
of course.
I watched it on going to Arizona. I was crying in the plane.
Oh no! Why?
Because
Denzel
put on such a fuck. I said he got an Oscar for this.
They all.
Let me just see if it holds up. And boy, when I tell you, Morgan
sure
Freeman,
got an Oscar for
I was like, what the fuck? This
I thought
movie
he didn't
so
win an
goddamn
Oscar
good.
Until Training Day.
Hey, his first, Oscar,
no, his
was
first Oscar was Glory.
Are you
Show
sure?
About that fact check him now. Yeah.
I know he might have been nominated.
His first Oscar. It was Glory.
All right,
I thought it was Training Day.
Well, we better.
Don't you test me. While y'all was in jail, I was watching movies.
Listen, how many soups you got?
Bring
how
up,
many cakes you got?
Natalie,
we
bring up Jada Kiss
Why. Me and Derek were just teaching. We were learning how to play poker while we was hanging out in Arizona. But we was playing Texas Hold'em. So you got to like bet a lot. So we took all of the silverware out of the kitchen and made it like forks worth of dollar spoons. Looked like just a bunch of junkies because we sitting here throwing spoons and forks in
call,
the pot.
Call. Pour a knife. Pour call.
Napkins. Napkin holder.
Yeah, loud. Upstairs. Everybody here clinking going
clank,
on.
Clank,
yeah,
clank. What are they doing
you all in day? With a pot. You put the whole pot set.
You trying to scrape it all in. You poking yourself. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Like stacks of fucking yeah.
Denzel Washington first Oscar Glory.
Oh,
best supporting actor.
Why did I not know that?
Yeah, I've learned.
Oh wait, so
Jada Kiss, you lied to me.
Yeah, he did, and why he lied? Yeah. He goes, "Why did Denzel
had to take
nobody
watched Glory? I had to watch Glory in school, so that's how I knew
Denzel got range."
Oh
man.
Wait, hold on.
Whoa.
87, he starred in Cry Freedom. And that was his first Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor.
Now, is Academy so Award in
Oscar? Nomination, not win.
What was he nominated for in Glory?
Supporting actor.
What was he nominated
best
for in
actor.
Training Day?
Best actor.
Actor.
Best training. Oh, yeah. Best actor.
Training Day. He got it.
Yeah. He didn't
got
get
it.
Best actor until Training Day. That's what it was.
Yeah, but no, he got an Oscar.
That last scene in Training Day, one of my favorites. Oh, you motherfuckers. Yeah. You think you could do this to me?
I'm the police.
Yeah.
I don't even think that was his best role.
But nah, flying,
like
watching.
I run shit here. You just live here. There. Yeah. You better walk away because I'm burning this motherfucker down.
Yeah. Great. I think Fences was
shoe
better.
Program. Fences
23 hour lockdown.
Shoe program.
The gas chamber. You know what the gas chamber smells like?
Pine oil.
That's where you headed. Pine oil heaven.
That's really cold. That's
pine
cold.
Oil heaven is.
Pine
that's
oil
a,
heaven.
That's cold as fuck.
Real bad man.
Where are you? Where can everybody find you too? What do you got going on the road?
Is this still live?
Yeah. This is live. No, this isn't live.
Oh,
but
we doing. I'm
this
doing.
Be
yes, it is.
It's live on gas.
My career is going well. I'm doing. Doing Yonkers Comedy Club this weekend.
Hell
I have
yeah.
something for you. This is what you need after the club closes down.
Light a match.
Yeah, get a crowbar and pull that fucking stage apart. There's probably 10 kilos underneath that motherfucker. Okay. That's what I would say.
He's got some good fucking butt, Jeffrey.
Yeah, so I'm doing Yonkers Comedy Club just to pay my dues.
Are you going too, Dave?
Dave be there Saturday. He got other shit to do.
It's a weird mixure of the book and
Friday Dave's. Listen, like, I'm just gonna go to the movies.
Check out the podcast No Need for Apologies, right, here on the Gas Digital Network. Also check out both of our Instagrams. I'm Dave Temple on all social media platforms. What are you, Derek?
I'm the great boy. T-H-E-G-R-E-A-T-B-O-Y.
Again, any New Yorkers who are interested in that table read, please pull up Tuesday, May 7th, 4 p.m. The Comedy Shop. That's 2 P's and an E on Bleecker Street. It's free.
That's fly, bro. That's real dope.
Gio?
May 11th, I'll be at the Dojo of Comedy with Danny Polichuk. And follow me on Instagram if you're not following me already. GioPrez86.
If you're having a problem falling asleep, definitely go to Danny and Gio's show.
Yeah.
If you're having sleep issues. Derek Drescher on Instagram.
We'll take you next time. Don't worry, Derek.
I want to come, actually.
I'm sorry we left you out.
Let me ride with you. OTG14, if you're not already subscribed, use that code. You get 2 free weeks of the Gas Digital Network. And also, for real, go to Dave's table read May 7th, 4 p.m. at the Comedy Shop on Bleecker Street. A couple years ago, me and Gio beat the shit out of somebody over there. So they're tired of that story. Go to that site, look at that, pay homage, and then go in and listen.
Take a picture.
To Dave's.
The brick I used is still there.
This has been such a great New York day. I promise you, like, because if you're listening to the audio, it's like you're just sitting on a mailbox on 125th Street right now.
Yeah.
Just two black dudes, a Puerto Rican and a white guy. They're just hanging out talking. Like, it's the sounds of
Puerto
fucking
Rican
New York.
And a Dominican.
No, he was saying you were the white guy.
I know.
No.
Only half.
In this scenario.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't know whether y'all know this. Outside of New York, y'all all Puerto Rican. Like, even white dudes with Yankee hats, just Puerto Ricans. Yeah, like, I would just look at y'all and be like, hey, a bunch of Puerto Ricans.
Puerto Ricans outside. As my grandma.
Look
Shirley
at him, he's so happy. Yeah.
As my nana used to call them Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, Puerto Ricans.
I mean, I'm fine with that because no matter where y'all go, y'all always go.
Puerto Rican.
No matter where y'all go, y'all can't hide that job.
Oh yeah. I'm coming up on 1 year on Duolingo in like 3 days, though.
Oh, I learned Mandarin.
Fam.
I learned. Hold on.
You learned it or you're learning?
I'm learning it. I'm learning it. Hold on. No.
He's going to say some racist shit in Chinese.
No. Giuna Sali.
What does that mean?
G-Unit?
No, Ginu Na. Wait.
Say it like them.
Ginu Nao. Ginu Lao. Nali.
That means I'm in love with Karen Feehan.
Close.
I'm in love.
It's close. It means where the hoes at. But it's translated to where the prostitutes at. Because I don't know if they have hoes.
So what have you learned on Duolingo?
Eso sí que es.
Oh, Spanish.
Yeah. Dominican boy!
Dominican Spanish,
S-O-C-K-S.
Or is it just Castilian?
No, I had to learn the European version. That's all they get you on there.
Yeah.
S-O-C-K-S. S-O-C-K-S. That's all I have to.
S-O-C-K-S. That just means that it is what it is, right?
Huh?
Right?
S-O-C-K-S?
Yeah.
Do you speak?
S-O-C-K-S.
Habla español?
Like 100 words.
Yeah.
Poquito, yeah.
S-O-C-K-S.
S-O-C-K-S.
Yeah, you're just spelling socks. That's it.
We've just been saying socks the whole time.
S-O-C-K. S-O-C-K-S.
We've just been saying socks the whole fucking
time.
That's why I was
laughing. God fucking damn it.
You let him write down it. S-O-C-K-S. S-O-C-K-S.
It is what it is.
That motherfucker still trying to translate it.
No. I'm just, I got, let me see how close I was.
We just spell socks, man. S-O-C-K-S.
Her accent's way better.
Jinu在哪里?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where the hoes at?
Good for you, man. I'm glad you're out here learning shit. I also started playing chess.
I'm nice.
All right, we got to play some time.
We should get a chessboard for here. I'll give you lessons.
I'll give you guys lessons.
I'm terrible at chess, but I can still play.
Yeah, we got scheduled time. I want to play. If you're nice, because I want to learn. I want to learn. I think I'm getting it down because I like it. It's like...
Which I think
it's
about this.
Really the streets. So, like the chess is
one
the real
thing
streets.
That really hurts though.
But which I think about this, right? Because I was thinking, you know how people be doing this, the Twitches where they play games? I play chess a lot on my phone. I was thinking about doing that.
Oh, it's not a bad
idea
at all.
I talk mad shit.
Not a bad idea
chess.
At all.
I so, want to talk shit, chess? But I got to make sure I'm good. I got to make sure I want to talk because it's a game you should
Jail
be talking
chess.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, sometimes,
give me your talking shit. Yeah.
Give me your bitch.
Yeah.
When I was
like
locked up.
The Queen's Gambit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. That show was dope.
I used to play a little bit.
I'm more of a Philidor defense guy.
See the moves in the ceiling.
Yeah, dude, I'm autistic when it comes to chess because I'll see moves
He's
like
good. He's good.
13
He's good.
Moves ahead just by looking like, oh, no, let me... I'm nice.
In the joints, I used to play, but I remember there'd be times when
that's what I learned.
Guys would be like,
absolutely,
I'm not gonna play with you. And I remember being like, why? I'd be like, you're gonna bring my game down. And let me tell you something, you can't even get on the motherfucking chessboard.
Yeah.
In the joint, because you ain't good. It's a lonely place to be, man.
Damn.
I learned.
You gotta get good at chess.
Yeah, it's a lonely,
that's crazy.
You can't even play chess with you can't play a nerds game.
I learned from like old black dudes.
Yeah. The guy that told me his name is John Thompson.
Just shit on me while I'm playing. They're like, I make a move. They're like, why'd you make that move? And I'm like,
just start roasting you.
I just want to.
What the fuck happened to you? What the fuck happened to your mustache?
Yeah, they make you feel stupid. Check. And you like, moving that pawn back, like, all right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you move, what's protecting this? What's protecting
like,
that?
I played, okay, so I was playing on a train on the way over here, and I was mad, so I was playing aggressive, and I just leaned into it. And it was so funny watching all of the shit that I was vulnerable to, again, because... I knew what I was doing. I was literally using the rook aggressively, just pushing my way around the board. And I was like, yeah, fuck it. I'm going to lean into it and see what happens. I still won the game, but it was like, wow, it was very few pieces left. And it was like weird pieces.
You ever seen Fresh?
Yes, Fresh. Yeah, absolutely.
The shit that Samuel Jackson, mm-hmm. when he's talking to his son, he goes like, you see this person? Grandmaster, such and such. Put him on the clock, I'll eat his ass.
Yeah, yeah, when they play with the clock.
Yeah, when they play with the... That's how I play on time.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a total of 10 minutes, and we got 5 minutes each.
So you move, and you...
Yeah,
hit.
As soon move, as you move, so hit. You got... So you're putting pressure,
so
you can't
your time.
But if their shit dings before you, you win.
Yeah. Yeah, if they run it, it's whoever... Like, if you run out of time, it don't matter. You could be beating my ass, I could have just my king. If you don't beat me, if you don't checkmate me...
That's why Bobby Fischer was so fucking good, because that black guy trained him on the fucking clock.
Yeah, but you
Lawrence Fishburne with the driving gloves.
Yeah, it was... No, it was Morpheus.
Lawrence Fishburne, you fucking asshole.
Yeah. Nah, that was Morpheus, cuz.
Okay, so... I don't know.
Yeah, that's a whole fight in the joint.
Yeah. Like, that was Morpheus.
Yeah, you lead a pod, come back, and yo, what happened, man? Oh, Derek and Derek was fighting. What they
Derek
was fighting
and Derek over fucking Lawrence Fishburne being Morpheus. His name is Lawrence Fishburne. Has some respect. His daughter did porn.
That's the shit. That,
oh, yeah, bubbly butt. She had the fucking cyst pimples on her butt.
It was bad. And she looked like him. And I was like, I can't beat my dick to
this.
That
was Brian Pumper, right?
Yeah, that's Brian Pumper.
With his Crisco oil jewelry. he used to put Crisco oil on his fake jewelry.
I know.
So to shine it up?
Bro, he was like, he made New York look bad.
Yeah.
He made New Yorkers look bad. Yo.
Well, listen, not as bad as Meek Mill's made Philly look.
I will, man, they are
fucking with him.
We'll say that for
we'll touch
on
that for behind the paywall. Let's wrap this up. Nat and Jorge, plug your show.
Watch Gas Digital now on the Gas Digital website.
We listen to that energy, everybody. Okay.
Oh, hold on.
Hold on.
I just want to end on this.
Don't
something.
Let him talk to you like that, Nat. I love you, baby.
I want to end on like a chess, something I learned from chess, like you said, right? Where you're like, when you play people that are worse than you,
it brings your game down. Right.
And I feel like it's the same thing with comedy. When you're around terrible comics and you're only watching terrible comedy, it brings your game down. That's why we fuck with the OGs like that.
Oh, I appreciate it. Oh, that was good. Man.
Don't need no mooks. I didn't want to give them flowers until the next episode.
Don't have no mooks around.
They bring your game down.
Why are these mooks?
Don't bring these mooks around because they bring your
game
down.
Anytime I hang with Gio, the mooks think it's all right just to come up and talk to him.
First off, you're the king of the mooks.
That's his relationship with the mooks.
You're the McDougal king.
The McDougal Street Mutants.
Jesus. But as long as y'all hanging out telling jokes, I'm proud of y'all. But yeah, y'all all mooks to me. Remember that shit.
And that's how we're
going to
end it.
Yep.
That's it. Thank you. Can you guys...